Hey guys, and welcome to Pretty Much Podcasting, your how-to guide to pretty much living, a podcast that deep dives into the navigations of life, unwavering self-love, and faith-led living. I am Nikayla Tanise, your host and your new audit bestie. And for today's episode, we will be deep diving into the topic of embracing the isolation. Whether we find ourselves physically distant from others or grappling with feelings of loneliness, navigating isolation can be a challenging journey. But amidst the solitude, there's an opportunity for growth, self-discovery, and even connection. For starters, I'd like to say, being in an isolation period is not a bad thing, even though at times it can feel like it. And most of the reason it feels like it is because you're essentially alone, whether it's physically or mentally. Physically, it could be you made a huge move away from home for your career, you graduated from college, or you simply find yourself in a circle that doesn't benefit you anymore. Mentally, you could be just shedding old skin. God called on this season to be your isolation season. You may have noticed your mental needs a declutter. There are so many reasons why you're in isolation, and each reason matters. It's the source that creates the foundation of the outcome that is at the end of your isolation period. So today, I'm going to be giving you meaningful insights and tips to do or to think about during this season of your life. So, for my first tip for you is to figure out why you are in your isolation season. Because once you find out your why, it will play a huge role in how you navigate and move for this season. For me, last summer I was in a huge isolation season. I even knew coming up into the summer that I was going to be in it. I'm in a new city, away from my hometown. My long-term relationship of 4 years had come to an end. I moved out of our apartment into a townhouse, and all my friends, well, my college friends, were either graduating or going back home. But because I knew this early on, I kind of embraced myself for it. I was nervous and I was excited because it was like I was stepping into a period of my life that was unknown. The isolation of summer 23 was the year that I heard God so clearly. This was the season I deleted all media from my phone. I began fasting. I took so many solo dates. I had my devotions every morning at a nearby park. And I had one of my first biggest testimonies, and I heard God so clearly. I lived my life according to peace, and most of it was spent alone. Most of my happiness came from that isolation period. I advise you to wonder why you are placed in isolation in a positive light rather than in a negative one. Because when your mind is clouded in negativity, it's easy for you to fall into a mindset of depression. You'll start to equal isolation as lonely or miserable and unbearable. But really, that's not it. Isolation can be seen as protection and blockage from things that are not in your best interest. Isolation can be protection from outside energy and blockage from the noise of the world. Isolation can be your benefit of growth and focus. Isolation can be peaceful. Your mindset during this season is very important because your mind is a very strong asset to you. So, my second tip is to know that your season of isolation is not always sunshines and rainbows. That you will have tough nights or days battling with inner thoughts like, is this what my life will always feel like? Or you may juggle with sadness of feeling lonely. And it's not easy, but it's rewarding because those thoughts challenge you to want better for you, to do better for you. After you stop being so upset with silence and make company for yourself with yourself. What can I do today that will bring me happiness? What can I do today that will bring me peace? Most of my company came from the Word of God, actually. During that time, which I'm calling the isolation of summer 23, I found myself opening my heart to the Word of God and seeking His company and providing room for Him in my days when I was alone. I knew I wasn't truly alone because whenever I sought out for answers, He had them. Most of my prayers weren't answered in the flick of a night, but they came over time. And as days passed, my life began to feel less heavy and my nights were surrounded with peace. And I began to embrace nights that I cried or nights where I just sometimes felt lonely. Those nights were only temporary, and so is this season. It will not last forever. And if you are in this season because of heartbreak, I want to say Psalms 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and it saves those who are crushed in spirit." So before you ever feel you are alone, you are not. And He is very close to you. You can't see Him, but you feel Him. But that's the point of walking by faith and not by sight. My third tip is to take those days that you are lonely to go out and do something for yourself. Don't waste your days trapped inside and moping around. Most of these periods are spent mostly on your own, so find something that makes you happy. Whether that's a new book, a new hobby, your favorite restaurants, or changing up your schedule. I'm not gonna lie, isolation of summer 23, I was finding so many hobbies. Like, I kept teaching myself how to knit. I know crocheting is a big thing, but I'm a knitter by heart. Another thing is I found the library down here. Oh, I was going to the library every other week. I was picking up books that I thought I enjoyed, and some books I didn't enjoy, and some books I would indulge on for days on end. Find you something that makes you happy. But the biggest thing is definitely finding a hobby. If you find you a good hobby, you're set your own company. I'll never forget how much I was the reason for the season I had because I knew I needed it. I was going through so much transition and heartbreak that if I was to continue on how I was, I would have been someone else's problem. And one thing about me, I hate being someone else's problem. I hate being someone else's problem. I couldn't keep moving like I was okay and my mind was okay. I needed time to breathe and I needed time to regroup. And if that's what you need, don't be upset for God placing you in a season for you to regroup. It's needed. Like I said before, isolation is protection. Isolation is peace. Thanks for listening to our second episode of Pretty Much Podcasting. I hope you truly enjoyed this small little talk about embracing isolation and how important it is to accept the tough seasons as much as our great seasons. Now, if you want to keep the conversation going or share your Pretty Much moments, find me on social media at Pretty Much Podcasting and my own personal NikaylaXO on Instagram. I'd love to hear your stories, your struggles, and of course, your triumphs. Remember, life is pretty much a journey best shared, so thank you for sharing a piece of your day with me. As you step back into the whirlwind of your day, take a deep breath and know that you're not alone on this journey. I'm sending you guys so much love, especially my friends that are during their isolation season. I promise you, it's only temporary, and it's going to help you so much, and it's going to benefit you. This is Nikayla Tanise signing off. Bye.